and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. It's Thursday, June 7th, and it's 7:35 a.m. Just as a reminder, if you're driving in this morning, please be mindful. Make sure that you're watching out for all that's going on the road. Make sure that you're watching out for our kids. It's summertime. Many kids are unsupervised, and they get out early, surprisingly, and they're out all day long. So just make sure that you're watching out and being careful throughout the day. And parents, make sure that you encourage your kids, all of our kids, to get out of the streets. Be careful and be watchful about their surroundings as they go about their day as well. Well, y'all, we want to get straight to the point this morning. We're going to be joined by Pastor Reva Timms. Many of you may or may not know her, but let me just give you a little bit of background. You might remember that last August, Pastor Zachary Timms, you may have seen him on TBN. He's was a national pastor on the national circuit. Well, he was the leader of the mega church New Destiny Christian Center in Apopka, Florida. He was found dead in a New York hotel room back in August at age 42. Yes, very, very young. And there was much speculation surrounding his death, and there were allegations of drug use. And nearly a year later, his autopsy and toxicology reports remain sealed, and his mother fought vehemently and is fighting vehemently to make sure that those records never become public. Well, his wife, now ex-wife, has written a book. Her name is Pastor Reva Timms, and the book is called When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. When I tell you that it is an incredible book, it is a book that is so powerful that I think, you know, if you're really looking for spiritual healing, it's a book that you'll want to tap into and you'll want to read. And, you know, when I got the book and this opportunity came up, I thought maybe that it would be a book just about voyeurism, about infidelity, about the church and the things that happen within the church. But it is such a book of realness. She has been open. She has been candid about the ministry, about the church, and about her own life. It is a story that you don't want to miss. I am telling you, but it is also a story of tragedy turning into triumph, and how God can restore us, how he can heal us, and how he can lift us up. Again, the book is called When It All Falls Apart. When we come back after break, we're going to introduce you to Pastor Reva Timms. Y'all stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is an on-point talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're listening, you're on point. I want to introduce you to an incredible woman of God. Her name is Pastor Reva Timms, and she is the pastor of Majestic Life Ministries, a non-denominational congregation in Orlando, Florida. She is a speaker. She is an entrepreneur, And she is a woman of God. She is a mother, and she is just an incredible, incredible woman. Her book is called When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. Pastor Reva, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I want to start by talking about those early years in ministry. You and your deceased ex-husband started your ministry many years ago with just four people. Let's just start by talking about that time in your life.
That time was a time full of faith. We started, as you said, with four people. Didn't know anyone in Orlando. We transitioned from Maryland to Florida, and we started in a hotel and eventually went to a storefront, purchased an old Baptist building, and then built a building from the ground up. And that all took place within 5 years, and mm-hmm. we went from four people to about 8,000 people. And so you can imagine how quickly things went, but it was a lot of favor of the Lord. And in that time, we also had four children. Wow. So it was just a lot that took place during that time.
And so, you know, as I read the story, and you just said it, from four people to 8,000 people in what seemed to be overnight, in mm-hmm. retrospect, was it too much too soon?
You know, I'll say it this way, yes and no. In retrospect, I think that the favor of God was upon us because we just had that childlike faith to believe if God said do it. Nothing was too big for us. Nothing was too impossible because we were a little bit green behind the ears. We were young in our 20s, and we just dared to believe. In that aspect, no, it wasn't too fast, but in the aspect of not having proper accountability, proper people around us, as it really got to the national level and international level, mm-hmm. I think it went too fast toward the end.
And so looking back on it, and I said to our listeners that when I picked the book up and when I started reading not only the book but about the book, I thought it would be just a voyeuristic account. And what I mean by that is peeking into someone's life, someone's hardships, someone's infidelity. But the book is so not that. I want to talk about, Pastor Reva, how you got the courage and when you got the courage to tell this story.
I got the courage when I found the healing of God for my life. During the process of going through a horrific divorce, going through infidelity, and being in the public eye, so to speak, it was extremely painful. And not really having those around that I felt that I could trust, I went through the process, and it was very difficult, but I was always reaching for resources to kind of connect with, to say, okay, this is how you do it. This is what you should do if this happens. And I really couldn't find anything that connected with my particular situation. And I began to write, and I'm a first-time author, but I wrote in the really wanting to bring healing to someone who went through what I was going through, men, women, anyone who was experiencing any type of traumatic loss. How do you maneuver through that? How do you go through that? And that's really what the book is about. And so when I wrote the book, I really thought that it would probably connect with a few people that went through what I went through. But surprisingly, and I'm really just excited by, you know, with the Lord's favor, that it's been the third reprint mm-hmm. because it's really hitting a nerve and it's connecting in so many levels.
And I tell you one thing, I don't think it's going to connect just a few people. I think it's going to connect the multitudes, because this is many people's story. But this is what the Christian community is really, really reeling over, I think, and asking the question of, with these large ministries, and yours especially, yours and your husband's, Zachary Timms, when did you begin to see the breakdown and see problems?
As it got to the apex, as it got really to the climax, to the part where it felt like we reached a level that most only dreamt of. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when it's extremely important that you have a covering and accountability. That's when people really reach out to you. They just want to be around you. You know, it's almost a celebrity feel.
Absolutely.
And that is something that you never want to happen in a ministry. You never want the pastor or the leaders to become a part of where they're considered a celebrity of sort, because that's when you have yes men around you. That's when you have those around you that pretty much cater to whatever you want.
And so, but with that said, Pastor Riva, we're seeing it every day, not just on the national and international level. And let me just pose this question for those pastors who have gone out and quote unquote founded their own church. Where is the accountability? Who should mm-hmm. they be accountable to?
Yeah. And sometimes you're accountable in name only. And that's not going to work either. There ought to be there are lots of organizations out there for pastors to join and be a part of. But you just got to really do your research and make sure that they're going to follow up on you. They're going to make sure, you know, the wife is happy, the children are happy, the husband is happy, in the sense that everything's going well, not just what people see from the outside, but what's really going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And not to say that, you know, we did not have great people around us, because we did. We had wonderful people around us, but oftentimes, unfortunately, people don't discern what's really happening. I could scream and say things, and because it looks one way from the outside, if you don't have the discernment to really see beyond what's happening, you don't really take it seriously. You don't take what the person is saying seriously.
And Pastor Riva, you talk about having great people around you, but were they people that could really tell you and your husband the truth and when you were wrong, and could you receive that, especially with the celebrity, the wealth, the fame?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there were some that I could, that we could receive from, but on the part where Zach got to the degree where he got, there are a lot of people that won't confront at that level, and mm-hmm. that's where the issue comes in, mm-hmm. you know, just at, you know, where people just step up and will confront just because, you know, I knew you when you were, you know, mm-hmm. you had nothing, you know, you had, you know, snotty nose little boy, I knew you, you know,
right.
That kind of thing. There was not a lot of those people around.
And so we're going to take a break in just a moment, but when we come back, I want to talk about when it gets over into worshiping the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the idea of the first lady, if you will. She goes from being first lady to being pastor, and the whole idea of what's happening and how we keep this in perspective and how we help the Christian community understand. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point. This is a conversation you cannot afford to miss. All that plus more right after this.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We're joined this morning, if you're just joining the conversation, by Pastor Reba Timms. Her new book, her first book, is When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. And it is for any woman who has walked through loss or betrayal. And even, I guess, even men. But when we went before we went to break, Pastor Reba, we were talking about the role of the first lady and how that somehow gets skewed from being first lady to being pastor. I want you to talk about that.
Yes, you know, for me, I was ordained a pastor when Zach and I were sent out. I was a deacon, minister, then elder, and then we were ordained and trained to be pastors to cover the sheep as a team. Mm-hmm. And then there is the office, so to speak, of the first lady. And the first lady is the one that stands by her husband. She supports her husband solely. Mm-hmm. And that is really the scope of what she does. She may have her do something as far as with the women's department or maybe an auxiliary of some sort, but it's not as a assistant or co-pastor.
Hmm. Do you think that that gets misconstrued sometimes?
It probably does in some ministries, being that teen ministry has really been very prevalent since the late 80s, early 90s. You've seen it very much more so. So oftentimes when you see a pastor and his wife, sometimes there is an assumption that that first lady is a pastor as well.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, you really talked about in the book the way that people began to try to come between you and your husband, and they were vying for his attention. And I'm assuming that you really meant women.
Women and men. Women and men, and not necessarily just, you know, for a sexual his infidelity did not take place in the church. However, when you have a team that's really strong, I helped strengthen where he was weak, mm-hmm. and he strengthened where I was weak. And so I'm going to be that watchdog for him mm-hmm. in the areas that he needs assistance. So I'll say, no, you can't do that because that's an area that's not good for you. And there will be others that want to come in between that. And this is when the yes people come in mm-hmm. because they want to get the accolades from the pastor, they want position, mm-hmm. or they want to be a seen, so to speak. And that's when that wedge will start to come in. And that's when you have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, that's some of the things that I talk about. You must confront. And in some areas, I blame myself for maybe not confronting more with a more tenacity to be more bold about the confrontation in some areas. Because you can say, okay, I just pray about it and, you know, God mm-hmm. will take care of it. Oh, but he gives you the strength to step out in boldness and confidence mm-hmm. to attack certain things. And then I think in the church, we get confused because we're taught about honoring your pastor. And if he speaks, you know, that's really the word. But we also have to realize that true love is when you hold your pastor accountable. And that's another thing that I kind of really bring out in the book, that we can't be afraid as laypersons, as people in the ministry, and not open up our mouth if we see something that doesn't seem right. We have that right as God believers to be able to stand up and speak and ask questions.
But at that point, don't you feel that those people would be deemed maybe troublemakers or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But then that's when we need to have troublemakers to step up. and that's what I'm bringing out in the book as well. It's not to be disrespectful. It's not to cause. It's not to be like the whistleblower running to the media. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be able to stand up and say, why is this happening? This doesn't seem right. Can you explain that to me?
Mm-hmm.
And at least you have done your job as a believer, because it's up to us. The Bible says we have to test the Spirit. Well, how do you test the Spirit? You don't just let anything speak over you, talk to you, pour into you. You must test the Spirit. And the Bible says you know them by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the fruit is not matching, then if there's bad fruit, then it must be coming from a bad tree.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when you have to stand up and confront. And sometimes lay people do that. They just sit and do nothing. And they sit on that pew. They may do nothing, but we are the body of Christ. And the shepherd is there to lead, but you are still a valuable part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Pastor Reva, when did you start to discern that your husband was having some issues, if you will?
You know, every woman knows their husband, or every man knows when they're mm-hmm. their wife. There are always red signs. There's always red flags, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it in just your conversation. You feel it in the distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that. My mind felt it. My spirit felt it. But it was hard for me to believe it, because one of the things we often said as our logo was, we are a family church meeting family needs. And we had already been through a ministry that had dealt with infidelity coming up when we were leaving from Maryland. And we just said we would never, ever go down that road. And so for me, it was a place of bewilderment and not wanting to believe, but seeing the signs and having to believe it. And so towards the time when we really were on television and members coming, the buildings are going up, things are just going well, that's when it hit.
Hmm.
And that's when it brought a devastating blow.
And so you mentioned in the book that you had gotten a phone call after you had been ministering that confirmed that your husband had been unfaithful and probably confirmed what you already knew in your spirit. Talk about that moment.
Well, I had just ministered at a women's conference, and I went to the hotel room, and I could feel, I felt it in my spirit that things were just not right. And the Lord just started unfolding. Oh, that happened. Oh, this happened. Oh, I remember. And it just started, like, all the pieces of the puzzle came together, and it was a confirmation. I actually didn't get a phone call, but at one point I had to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And actually speak with one of the persons. She was one of the ones that was just really just wreaking havoc as far as to expose their relationship. And that was really hard for me. But by the end of our conversation, I'm witnessing Jesus to her, the love of Christ to her.
Wow.
And explaining to her that this is not the norm of a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will still be accountable to know Jesus for yourself. And that just amazes me how the grace of God will step in and the strength of God will keep you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love, Pastor Reva, that you said in the book? And I, too, like anybody that's been in a long-term relationship, have experienced infidelity. You said exactly what I said. I am not in covenant with that woman. I am in covenant with my husband. So I'm angry at him because people couldn't understand why you were so upset with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's who I had my relationship. You know, we were married for 15, 16 years at the time. And that's who I was living with.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many who knew my ex-husband knew that he was really a man of God. And he walked uprightly. He was into holiness or die. He was very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And
very handsome.
Yeah, very attractive. He just had it all, in a sense, you know, and humorous. They called him the Fresh Prince of the Gospel because
mm-hmm.
he looked a lot like Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy came in. And so I think that's one of the things that we have to let people who go through infidelity, let that spouse that has been betrayed, let them go through anger.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go through the period of time where they just want to cut up and be angry.
Mm-hmm.
We can be angry and sin not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the body of Christ, especially in the church, they won't do this in the world. In the church, they, you know, especially if it's a pastor, don't talk about the matter mm-hmm. of God. Don't mm-hmm. do this. Wait a minute. I am a woman. Mm-hmm. That is my husband. I have the right to be angry. And I do speak about that in the book. I think sometimes healing processes are sabotaged
mm-hmm.
because people are so, one, hush, hush, don't talk about it. We can't deal with it. The only way you're going to deal with it is if you talk about it. And if you ostracize the victim, if you make the victim feel like they're not validated, then they're going to be pushed into a place of a depression that they may not be able to recover from if they're mm-hmm. not careful.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, and that's kind of what took place in my situation. I was angry. I was very upset. And I wanted someone to reprimand him. Mm-hmm. I wanted someone to be upset with mm-hmm. him. And no, everyone ran to him to cover him. Who was there to cover me? Mm-hmm. And that's why I think the book has really touched a lot of people, because there's so many women and even men that have gone through that, where everyone ran to cover the one that was the one up front,
mm-hmm.
the one that you know, everyone just gave, that was on the front end, but mm-hmm. no one covered the backbone, the supporting person.
Absolutely. No one covered the one who was really, really hurting
yes.
out in front. And you know what? This is a story of tragedy. It's a story of hurt and pain, but at the end, it's a story of real triumph. We're joined yes. by Pastor Reva Timms. The book is When It All Falls Apart. We've got to get a quick break here, but we'll have more of her story after this. there are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. World-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised, because we learn what we are taught, and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching three steps to get a blessing, five ways to get a car, ten ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things, and I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the spirit.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the show, we're joined by Pastor Reva Timms. She is the pastor of Majestic Church, and we're talking about her new book, When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. And one of the things that I want to talk about, Pastor Reva, because as we followed yours and your husband's story, what I felt as a woman is I felt that you were not being validated and that your pain just needed to keep it moving for the greater good of this mega church and all that would, you know, all that it was producing.
Yeah, you felt correctly. And that is oftentimes the culture that is presented. And if you don't keep it moving, then, you know, sometimes you're labeled an Absalom or someone who is a Judas. And well, in essence, that's not the case. You know, we follow our leaders as they follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in my situation, I looked for those that we were leading together as co-laborers in Christ to give me some support. And they were told, basically, don't talk to me. And see, that is a culture that happens in a lot of ministries as well. And you're not supposed to talk to the victim because they don't want any information leaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all through my situations, I never spoke ill about my husband because I always believed that he was going to get delivered. And, you know, no one can find a sound bite or anything negatively that I said about him. But, however, I still needed leaders to come to help me, you
mm-hmm.
know. And they didn't, but they did it out of support for the pastor. They did it
mm-hmm.
out of support and loyalty for the ministry, not knowing that they were actually bringing more detriment to the church.
Well, I don't know if you heard me, but I was down here in Louisiana screaming for you because we saw
you.
This beautiful woman just standing there so graceful, so poised, saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
For me, I believe that every situation is different. And I literally got a word from the Lord to say, hold your peace, and I'm going to fight your battle. And when he spoke that, I don't know if anyone knows how difficult it is to walk in meekness, because meekness is just power that is harnessed.
Mm-hmm.
I had the power, I had the ability, I had everything, the resources at the time to speak out and to say everything I wanted to say on the platform, but the Lord said no.
Mm.
Little did I know that months later, years later, that my husband would be found dead in a hotel.
Mm.
And I think back, had I said certain things, did certain things, I can only imagine what the news would have been. What would have been displayed, what would have been shown
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, when he died, there was nothing.
Nothing.
And God knew the ending before the beginning. And even in my silence, I was showing my love for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still covering him in a way because I honestly was believing that he was going to get delivered. I don't know if we would have still been together, but I still had a responsibility to him as the father of my children.
And so let me ask you this, Pastor Reva, because as I said, not only have I, in my personal life, lived through infidelity, but have also lived through addiction. Do you think, in retrospect, that you were really his only anchor? And once that anchor was unleashed, he just ran him up.
I believe that God was his anchor in it, and I believe that he, in his state of fall, he pulled away from the Lord, and I think he walked outside of the realm of grace. I believe that I mm-hmm. was the one who knew him better than anyone else, and I believe that I would have been able to help him through the process if they would have allowed me to
mm-hmm.
be the one to say, he needs more time
mm-hmm.
than just, you know, 3 months of counseling. He needs way more time than that in order to get back to a place of spiritual wholeness and emotional wholeness.
Right.
And I think that is a place that I think I could have been more able to help him than were others.
Absolutely. And I want you to talk about the whole idea of, after the infidelity, and it wasn't just one woman, there were multiple women. After this is exposed, and the church community and the leaders in the church know that this is happening, he only steps down from the pulpit for about 30 days.
Actually, it was 3 months.
Okay, 3 months.
3 months, mm-hmm.
90 days.
Yes, 90 days, mm-hmm.
And so... How do you justify that? How do the leaders justify that?
I can't justify that, and I don't think any leader should justify that. But there are many across the nation that came into agreement with him getting back on the pulpit at such an early stage in the process, and I think that also contributes more to my anger, mm-hmm. more to my feelings of, does anybody see what's going on? Does anyone care? Is this real? You know, I was just in a place of not understanding what is going on because of that. And I think that if he had more time, he would have probably been in a better place as far as recovery.
Do you think, Pastor Riva, it was that all of those leaders and all of the people that came to help did not understand the nature of addiction? And the stronghold, because it was a stronghold.
It's a stronghold, but you got to realize many did not even know that he was in any type of addictions.
Mm.
They didn't know about they didn't know about the affairs. Those things were never really said. The only thing that he ever said was that he had an indiscretion. That's what was spoken to those in the congregation. And so a lot didn't know the severity. But the ones that did know the severity, they were trying to, I can believe, jockey for, okay, let me see if I confront, if I don't confront, you know, will I have access to international television or, you know, I think that some were trying to play it to see what they could get out of it.
Wow.
And those are not true friends.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that faithful day. That day when you get the call that Zachary Timms has been found dead. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back.
I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're talking to Pastor Reva Timms. Her book is When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain.
70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Pastor Reva, before we talk about that faithful day when you get the phone call, I feel impressed to really, really open up this idea that we're seeing so many pastors that are falling into infidelity, and that it being so acceptable to the leaders of the church, to the church community. It, you know, this is a real issue, and I'm wondering, from your perspective and from your experience, how do we begin to change this?
I think that it's not only an epidemic in the church, but as you've noticed, all through even the political arena, sports arena, you've seen it hit. And so the Bible is clear that God will raise up a standard first in the church. And I think a lot of times the exposure takes place in seemingly in the church so much, but God is raising up a standard. First, he's judging the church, and then he's going to do the world. And I think that the way that we handle infidelity, the way that we handle those that fall, will help the next group that comes up. If you water it down, if you make it seem like it's okay, it's not that bad. Now, I'm a proponent, and I always say the blood of Jesus is potent, and God is a forgiving God, and we ought to forgive, and we ought not to wound our wounded even more and kick them while they're down. We ought to bring love and healing, but there ought to be some type of consequence so that others won't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I want to say this, in the consequence, it brings protection, it brings life, it brings healing, it brings a place of wholeness and healing. And that's how you, when you protect your children, when they do something wrong, there ought to be a punishment. Why? Because you want to see them mm-hmm. better in life. And I think if the church would raise up and stand up and hold those that are accountable, that are leaders, and hold them accountable and bring consequences, I think that they will have longevity in ministry.
And this is what I want to say to our listeners. And this is what I want to say to pastors. This is not a condemnation against pastors at all. This is a book that is not about a woman scorned at all. It is about a woman that has faced her own real truth about who you are and who you were through this process, as well as the journey. And the reason why, Pastor Timms, Pastor Reva, that we wanted to share your story is because we think that it's going to bring healing to many, because it is happening not just on a national, international level. It is happening every day locally. And people have turned in every town USA, and people have turned the other, you know, they have turned away and said, wink, wink, he's just a man. And a man will do that.
Yeah. And that is true. And that is what has been done. And that has been the culture, unfortunately, of many ministries. And I think that people are becoming more aware, and they need to know how to handle it. Well,
mm-hmm.
how do I do it and not look like I am a Judas, or look like I'm an Absalom, look like I'm going against my pastor? How can I do it where I can be confrontational but still be respectful, but in the same way operate as a believer, because we are empowered as believers to stand for what is right.
And how do you do it? How do you do that, Pastor Reva, without being all of that?
You must always operate by the spirit of truth. And I always say that you have to confront. And that means you have to stand up, and you can go to your pastor, you can go to the leaders, and you can ask questions respectfully and say, do you feel that what you're doing is right? Is there a better way that you can handle this? How can I help you in this process? Those are all ways that are very respectful and showing in a spirit of love that you're not here to cause a division or a split in the church. You're here to bring hope and healing so that sin doesn't run rampant in the church.
But that said, now you saw when your husband was getting off the track, do you think that he would have received that from anybody?
Not from just anybody, but I believe that those that he respected in leadership, yes, he would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he would. But they had to be willing to stand up. If all the leaders in the church did something united and a love and covering to say that we love you, I think a lot of times when people fall into sin or fall into a place where they've fallen, they're afraid. You know, they're vulnerable as well,
mm-hmm.
and they think they're thinking that they're going to lose everything, and so they try to keep everything together, and it just becomes a bigger ditch.
Mm-hmm.
But if leaders will come and confront in love, it's a whole different ballpark. And unfortunately, that didn't happen for us. You know, many of our leaders, which didn't know what was going on, they just say, "Oh, we don't care what you did, Pastor. We don't care. We love you." You know, they were saying mm-hmm. things like that. And that just aided to, you know, the dysfunction.
Were you sitting there thinking, oh, my God?
Oh, I was horrified. I was like, I could not believe it. You know, I could not believe that they were saying that. But they were saying it out of a spirit of love. They thought it was a godly thing to do, not realizing that they were causing more damage.
Or had they made him just a deity? Had they made him the God?
Oh, my goodness. In a sense, you know, without them knowing, yes, they were actually worshiping their pastor. Where they get off.
Let's get a quick break here. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. We're talking to Pastor Reva Timms. The book is When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. And, you know, as we watch the media coverage, Pastor Reva, just like many Americans, especially those who are in the evangelical community, and we got the news that Zachary Timms had been found dead in a New York hotel. Talk about that week before.
Yeah, you know, God just so divinely orchestrated that Zach called me. Because at this time, you know, we're cool with each other. I have walked through the process of forgiveness. I've walked through the process of healing. I have a sincere love for him. And we're friends again. And he invited me to come to Puerto Rico to do a family trip.
And so wait. Stop right there. When he invites you to go to Puerto Rico, what are you thinking?
You know, oftentimes people think, you know, well, you're all gonna get back together. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the thing? And I don't think he was at that place. You know, Zach had really moved forward in his life. He had definitely moved on, and I was in another place as well. I think that at that time, I felt this is going to be good for the family, for mm-hmm. us to get together. And that's what it was. We had time to share, talk, and it was good for his girls to see him. Mm-hmm. And had we not had that trip, I think it would have been even more devastating in many ways for not having a time of closure. Mm-hmm. I think God graced us with that period of time. And he's just a good God. And then not too long after that, we got the call, maybe 3 days later. I got the information, and it was...
3 days later, 3 days after the trip?
Yeah. It was within a week's time.
Wow.
And it was horrific. I can't explain the pain. We are still grieving. He has not even been a year yet, and we are still grieving.
Mm.
And that's really the precipice of this book. It's about loss. Mm-hmm. It's not just dealing with... When I wrote my book, Zach was very much alive.
Mm-hmm.
The manuscript was finished. The book is based upon the loss of my marriage, the loss of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on loss of anybody. If someone may have lost a job that devastated them, a loved one, or lost a friendship, and it's dealing with how to cope with major loss and come out stronger, better, more victorious, more compassionate, more mm-hmm. loving, more. It just gives an empowerment element to a person's life that has gone through loss. And so actually after I found out that Zach had passed.
So who called you? Who called you and told you he was
passed? Actually, it was a girlfriend of his that actually emailed us at my church, and my administrator got the email, and I thought it was a sick joke, but we called her and got the information, and that's how we found out. And that was how we found out.
And so when you finally process that this is real and he's dead, what do you think? What are you thinking?
I didn't know what to think at the time. My concern was for his soul.
Mm.
I wanted to know the where's, the hows. How could this be? This is not real. My concern went to my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're young, living life without their dad. So many things went through my mind. We still miss him.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of conversation, especially after the divorce and your kids knowing a certain way of life, they're what, preacher's kids their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take them out of the homes because you guys moved a lot, bought a mm-hmm. lot of homes, but you take them out of that lifestyle and things as they know it are no longer the same. How do you have that conversation with your kids? And you have four children. You all have four children.
Yes, we have four children. After the divorce, that's when it was a rude awakening for them. So they had 2 years prior. And dealing with the change in lifestyle, dealing with the change of so-called social status
mm-hmm.
was difficult. But at the same time, I still count it all joy because they have a value of God. They have a value of what's real.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kept it real with them. I didn't sugarcoat it with them. And so they have a more sense of who they are and who others are. And I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to take the word of God as it is. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there are bad situations that happen in your life, you don't wallow in the bad situation. You say, God, how is this going to work out for my good? You begin to give a declaration. God, you said in your words that it's going to work out. I'm available. Work it out for my good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how my kids are resilient. They know that, you know, things are not going to always be handed to them, but they're going to have to stand up and fight for some things, but they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. So it all goes back to the word.
And I want you to talk about, before we've got to let you go, because a lot of families who are in ministry will ultimately deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are a minister and are growing a church at this moment, how do you keep the balance where you save souls and don't lose your family?
is because you do the priority. And I think people think you put ministry first. That's wrong. God first and then family. And when you keep the priority straight, you keep the balance. And so I tell my members often, I don't expect you to be in church every time the doors open.
Do you really?
I tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them that you have to spend quality time with your family. There are going to be some weekends that you're going to take off and go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect to see you there. I want you to be healthy. Matter of fact, the church is not the four walls.
Mm.
You are the church. And you are, how are we going to be effective all the time if we're just sitting at church the whole time? There are times when we can't be in church. We have to be affected in the marketplace. We have to mm-hmm. be affected in the communities. And we have to get charged up to go out.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's where the balance is. We can't make church the our life.
Mm-hmm.
We are the church wherever we go.
Absolutely.
I think that's where the balance comes in.
And then I want you to speak to this issue, because I think that as you climb into the next level, because I believe that you will, and you go back up, and even higher than where you and Zach were, the money, the fame, the adulation of the people. How? Because everybody starts out with good intentions. Everybody starts yes. out that they're not going to let the groupies and the Klingons and the people mm-hmm. who want to serve them and the people who want to bless them financially. You're not going to allow it. But somehow mm-hmm. you get caught up. How do you prevent yourself from getting caught up this time?
I think the same thing that we said earlier, accountability. But I also want to put a disclaimer. Oftentimes, money only magnifies who you already are.
Mm.
And there are times that you have to make sure you examine yourself. You know, David said that clearly mm-hmm. to the Lord. He wanted him to examine every area. He even said, create in me a new heart. He didn't say, refurbish what I have. He said, give me
That's
a
good.
New one completely. And I think people have to realize that they have to examine themselves often to make sure that there's nothing in them, because the Bible says you're drawn away with your lust. And so there are things in you that the enemy will try to take root in. And I believe that success is awesome for the kingdom. We need successful pastors. We need prosperous ministers and kingdom believers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you keep it pure, like Abraham kept it pure, like Job kept it pure, I mean, when you are financially blessed, you're blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So it all goes right back. Don't love money, because that's the root of evil. Love God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all those other things will be added. And then that's when you have good success, because there's no sorrow added to it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great last word. Pastor Reva, let me first just thank you for your courage in writing when it all falls apart, finding healing, joy, and victory through the pain. I want to first thank you for your courage, because it took so much courage, and I want to encourage every single person, especially women, to get this book, because it's not a preachy book. It is not a book of a woman who's gone through pain and threw up scripture. It's a woman who wanted to slash his tires, who wanted to kill him. You know, you just keep it very real, and that's the way we feel, even as women of God. And it's just a very real account of how you can go through the most horrific time in your life, but you can stand on the rock that is the
Amen.
Word, and you can come out of it. Tell people how they can get your book and how they can connect with you.
Oh, yes, they can get the book, Amazon.com, any Barnes & Nobles. Also, we have a website, RevaTimsBook.com. You can visit us on Facebook at Majestic Life. It's on Facebook as well as Reva Timms. And our website, MajesticLifeChurch.com.
Well, you know what, Pastor Reva, we pronounce a blessing on you. We believe the blessing of God is going to run you down and overtake you, and God is going to raise up your voice and your anointing to help heal many, many hurting ministers and ministries.
Thank you.
So,
I receive that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I'm going to tell you what an incredible DC conversation.
Incredible.
I mean, I am just, again, I might be speechless. The book is called When It All Falls Apart, Finding Healing, Joy, and Victory Through the Pain. What I love, love, love the most about this book is that there's so much to talk about in the book that we can't talk about at all. So that's why you've got to get the book. But she talks about her role in the breakdown of the marriage. She talks about having, I guess that's self-righteousness that many women have. And if you have been in a situation where there has been infidelity, most especially for those first ladies, for those wives who have such a challenge. And let me just say, we love our first ladies because we don't really know, but we can certainly, DC, we can imagine how tough a role that is, where you're loved by so many and unloved by so many others. And it's a right. fine line, and you're there to be there for your man and to watch out for him. But then there are those people that will, as she said in the book, that will try to come and bring a wedge between that. But you know, there was a sermon that DC and I heard many years ago that will never ever leave our minds. In fact, Absolutely. it is indelibly planted in our mind and Absolutely. In our heart. And what was that?
Take It by the Throat by Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Take It by the Throat. And what the gist of that sermon was is this: that sometimes it can be a small thing like a piece of crack, or it can be a small thing like alcohol, but it can have womanizing, gambling, whatever it is. It's a small thing, but it has a strong hold. Cigarettes, a strong hold. And until you go up into that high place and take it by the throat, and he recounts how you kill an animal. You don't just wound it. You got to slash the throat. You got to kill it dead. If you don't kill it dead, for those people who, in your own mind, you have told yourself that you're just a man, and a man will be a man. Trust me, I can sit here and talk about it because I've lived it. I understand infidelity, the hurt, the pain, the way that it rips at a family. Until you go into that high place, especially for those people who stand before the body of Christ and bring the word, unless and until you get honest and you take it by the throat, it's coming back. And that's what it did to Zachary Timms, DC. Not only did it come back, it came back with such a vengeance that it killed him. And we knew, we absolutely knew when Zachary Timms died, DC, that we would be having this conversation. God told us that we would be having this conversation with his wife. This conversation is about bringing healing. It's about bringing the body of Christ to a place of truth and honesty, because the world is looking at the body of Christ saying, if this is what you are doing, I don't want any part of it. Then you've got people in the church that are backing away from the church because they're saying, what the heck is going on? Yes, they are men. And yes, God is going to deal with them. But as believers, we got to begin to hold them up in prayer. And we got to be able to begin to hold them up in accountability and not just do what NDCC did, New Destiny Christian Church Center, not just turned a blind eye and say, Pastor, we're behind you. We support you. We don't care what you did. We just want you to get back into the pulpit. Well, a family was destroyed and a man's life is now gone because nobody would stand up and say, brother, you got to take it by the throat. We want to thank you as always for listening. And I know that this has been a deep, deep conversation, but we want to thank you for it. And we feel you in the spirit. There's a lot of healing that's got to go on in a lot of churches, a lot of homes, a lot of families. And this book is a great start. It's called When It All Falls Apart. Reva Timms is the pastor. It is an incredible book. So much more I could say about the book. So much more encompassed in the book. Pick it up. Go to the website. Find this book. It will begin to help you to heal. Thank you guys always so much. You're just the best. You're the best listening audience in the world. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We love you. God loves you even more than that. That's why he brings such great impartations to this network. But you've got to first love yourself. And a part of loving yourself is being honest and being true to self. Thank you again for listening. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Start with your family. Produce Christmas for David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Thursday. Y'all, tomorrow's Friday, God willing. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.